Kuf Tezvav Min Aleph. Last two lines on the bottom. We have to also have two Rashi's. So my brother is Bryce up. That the Tanakhama said it was written Targum, you're Matzalit. Rabbi Yossi says you're not Matzalit. And he brings a Maisa with Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin and Rabbi Chalafta, that he stopped reading it. And then it says, Rabbi Yisrael Behuda says that there was a Rabbi Shal Tit Kofolov. Amar Rabbi, the second line from the bottom. Amar Rabbi, I'm sorry. Shteik Shuvah Shvatavah, so Rabbi responded to this story and said that there's two responses to what we just said. Chado v'chi Tit b'har bayis menayim. So the saying that they put into Tit is not logical because there was, in general, they did not have Tit in the Har Bayis. They didn't use Tit for the binyan. They used, Rashi points out, they used a lime instead. Sticking it directly into Tid is an act of actually destroying it. Elo, what did they do with this sefer, which said they didn't put it into the under the Nidbuch? They didn't put it into Tid. You would leave it in a place where it was not safe. And the sefer, this sefer written in the Becholoshen, which you're not allowed to write it into, it would deteriorate on its own. Okay, so remember the goal over here of quoting this brisa was to bring a mechlokes tanoim, whether according to the Tana, which says you may not read it, is a loch of hatzala.
I understand. I mean the. I understand if it was Shabbos and they said, okay, you need to put it away. But if you're, you know, putting in Tid or even the suggestion that you should just let it rot, I mean, that's not, that goes beyond the Shabbos issue.
Yeah,
correct.
You can't just wait till after Shabbos. You have to do it after Shabbos.
We're doing it after Shabbat. The question, you're right, Russell. I'm not sure exactly what the conversation over there was, that Rabbi Chalafa told Rabbi Gamliel that I remember Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin, and he said that you may not maintain such a sefer. There's an issue of having such a sefer. In other words, if a sefer was written, he held it was written improperly, and therefore there's a lach of some level of the Tanakhama said there's a lach of Geniza, and he's saying there's a lach of beyond the lach of Geniza.
This is going back to the Megillah Machlokas.
Correct.
Okay.
Machlokas in the Mor Megillah. Okay, so Mor is the Man Tanoim. So you said it's Machlokas Tanoim. Which Tanoim are you referring to? So again, Rav Huna was going in the Mandam, which held that it's Loinit and Likrois, is there a Lach of Atzel or not? And he said, well, it's Machlokas Tanoim, whether it's a Lach of Hatzel. Well, in this Braisa, the Tanakhama says that you're matzo. And Rabbi Yossi says, you're not matzo. So that's the Machlokas Tanoim. It's the Ilema Tanakhama v'Rabbi Yossi. It's the Tanakhama of this Braisa and Rabbi Yossi of this Braisa. The Tanakhama says, you're matzo like Rav Chista. And Rabbi Yossi says, you're not matzo like Rav Huna. No. Possibly the Machlokas Tanoim of this Braisa is Mar Sabra Nitnu Likris Behen, and Mar Sabra Nitnu Likris Behen. Maybe the Tanakhama holds the reason why you're matzah, because he holds you allowed to learn from it, so if you're matzah it. And Yeshua says you can't learn from it, so if you can't be matzah it. But you're telling me there's Machlokas Tanoim between you and Rav Chista. You hold that even though you can't, since you can't read, you don't say. And Rav Chista holds even though you can't read, you do say. Who said that? You don't see that in this Braisa. The Tana the Giftus. Rabbi Yossi says that you don't save it. That's because you can't read it. So that's Rav Huna. And the Tana, which is like Rav Chista, says even though you don't save, even though you don't read, you do save. Was the Tana of the Braisa, which the Mor, which started this whole last piece, Toshma Hiksum and Giftus. It says even though Lodin Likris Behad Matzilin is son. So that's there. He says, "Behead, like Rav Chista, even though you don't read it, you do save it. Mm-hmm. So that Tana holds that you do save, and Rashi says beheder, since you don't read, you don't save. So that's like your point. See Rashi, Ivris, it's five lines up from the bottom. It's Tav Shal Abraham Nor. Ibris is a reference to a type of an alphabet which is used in Abraham Nor. Abba Chalafta, Abba Shal Riesi Chalafta Shmai. So my father Chalafta. Revangil Baribi, Lois Shahoya Benoisha Rabbi. Baribi doesn't mean the son of Rabbi. Ella, Adam Gadol Kari Baribi. The more used to refer to an Adam Gadol as Baribi. So he says a story that Ramil went to Abba Chalafta went, his father Chalafta went to Ramil the Gadol Ador, and he saw him, there was a sefer Eiv Targum on the table. He told him there was a meister with Rabbi Ramil of Yaviko, who Rabbi Ramil has zaken. So there was Hillel, and that he had a son Rabbi Gamliel that was referred to as Ramil Hazaken, who had a son, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, was one of the Sarah Gamalchus. Then he had a son, Rabbi Gamliel, which is known as Rabbi Gamliel de Yamda, who had a son, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who had a son, Rabbi. Gamliel, Shahi Bedar Shah Chalafta, who Abi Shal Rabbeinu HaKadosh, was the grandfather of Rabbi. Gav Malav Harbayas, Shabbat Harbayas, Shahi Malus, there were steps in Harbayas, Kashuhu Harlech, as you went up, you went up to get to the Mikdash, you had to go up steps. There was a row of the stones that they used for the binyan, and he put it under there. Rabbi Yehuda says, then they put it to tit. Rabbi said back, tit bahar bayis menai. Which is chol basin murabin. It was a mixture of sand and sin, which is lime. Well, tit lehavi ela offer mayim. That was. Tit was used refers to offer in mind, which that they didn't use. It says leaves him akum a turva gulav a hefker, leaves it out, and it will deteriorate it on its own. Man tanoi, the cover of Hun Eliel. Tanoi he, who are these tanoim that he's referring to? Man hani tanoi koi kerev chisto man kerev Hunu. He says my beloved of chisto and myself is really machlokes tanoim. Who says that? See lema. It's Tanakama Kriv Yechista, Rav Yossi Kriv Huna. You're saying that the Tanakama, this Braisa, and Rav Yossi, this Braisa, are Rav Chista and Rav Huna. No, Dilma time is Tanakama, Mishum Luxavar, Nintel Likris Behen. He also, you can read it. So, we haven't proven Rav Chista then. Neither Rav Yossi, quite Rav Huna. Rav Yossi clearly says like Rav Huna, since you can't read, you don't say. Mia Kriv Chista, Loi Koi. We haven't found a Tana which holds a Kriv Chista, but Lechad, nobody in this Brisa can necessarily holds a Kriv Chista. The Rav Chista, Filo the Mandamer, Loi Nitnu, Kamer Matzilin. Even the ones told you don't save, you don't write, you're not allowed to write, still you do save. Rashi holds reading and writing go together. Tana Rabbanu. Okay. Habrachas v'hakemeyin. If a person wrote, they would write down the nusach of a bracha. Remember, they had nothing. They didn't. Generally, didn't write things. A person would write out the nusach of Shemoneh Esrei, something of that sort. Or a kemeyin. A person wrote a kemeyin. Al bishul yesh ben oisir shal shem. Even though they have the Hashem's name in it. Minyanas harbe shabatara, or They're quoting psukim from the Torah. Emitzil nasad mivnei adleika al nisafim mekamen hein ba'askeroy sayin. You don't save them, and therefore, if a fire would break out on Shabbos, they would have to be left to be burnt.
So even
well, it's a fair question. Mikan amru from the because of this halacha this. The Chachamim have said, "Kosev brachos k'sefri Torah," that a person writes down brachos, in other words, is like he's burning. It's like burning the Torah, because if a fire breaks out, you're not going to save it. So you're endangering these the words of Torah. the Rosh says, and so we passed in, this is what we call, there's a Gemara in Gittin, Dav Samach, which introduces the concept, that's when the Gemara goes to the concept of Eis Lasses L'Hashem Et Feret HaRasecha. That the Gemara says, Mikra Din, you couldn't, the Gemara's Machlok is over there, whether you're allowed to write a Chumash. Can you write a whole Chumash? There is only a Sefer Torah can be written, or even if one Chumash can be written by itself. The Gemara's Machlok is over there, whether you can write a Chumash, or you can write part of a Chumash. Even so, because of Eis Lasses L'Hashem, people needed to learn, not everybody could have a whole full Sefer Torah, so they were matzah to write Megillus, to write a Parsha of Torah, etc. But it was Eis Lasses L'Hashem. So, Torah Sheval Peh, had we learned about Peh, because Eis Lasses L'Hashem, they were allowed Torah Sheval Peh to be written B'Ksav. So the Rosh says, now that these things are Nitzin Lichtov, so that about the Zolach of Hatzolah. This is all going on when you were still in the matzah, but it was usher to write it, so then there was no halacha of hatzol. Ma'aseh Be'echad Shoyu Kosev B'Tzidon, there was a story where somebody, he was in the city of Tzidon, and he was writing the typhus of a bracha, etc., Kosev Brachas. Boba Divas Rebbe Yishmol, they told Yishmol what he's doing. Rishmol the bite guy. Rishmol went to check it out. Okay. Shaya Oyla Basulam, as Rishmol was coming up the ladder to get into this person's place where he was doing it. Or whatever the Sulam was referring to exactly. He was going up to there. Hirgishbay, so the person realized that Rishmol was coming. So he was embarrassed. So not the tumah shel brachas, he took this kuntres, this package of the brachas he was writing, mishakon mesevel shemayim, and he stuck them into a container of water. Rishmol said to him, "God will omer shalachem in a rishon." You know, it's bad enough that you wrote them, which you shouldn't have done. And now you stuck them into water, which is destroying them. For sure, you shouldn't have done. So. Zakrashi, habrachas. The person will write down the language of the brachas which chachamim have arranged, etc. From the many things that we used to write in kameim, psukim lalachash, psukim which would be for a lachash, kigoyim kolamachala, kigoyim losi sirim pachaloyla. They write these psukim, so it was improper to do that. They saw from the Kerman, enough of the lake of Beshabbos, the fire broke out. We don't save them. Therefore, a person writes that it's Kesefer Torah, Sherei lo yatzilim Beshabbos. You won't save them if the fire breaks out. Tumas is a kibbutzis, contrasim. He took the package of what he'd written and put it into the water. Okay. So the more. Boy minei resh galusa miraba bar rav huna. So he asked from the following: Hoyksuvim besam ubesikra bekumus ubekankasum. They're written in sam. We had these before. Different types of materials that were used for the ink. Kumus was a type of a sap. Kankasum we said was. Some type of copper sulfate. Sikra is a red color dye, and sam I do not recall what sam is. I don't know what it meant over there either, so it's not going to recall. I don't know what it is. So it wasn't written in Diyo, b'lashon haKodesh, but it's written b'lashon haKodesh. So the Reish Galusha asked Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, "Metzilin, son of Nataleka, or ain't metzilin? Do you save them or not?" Tiboy leman damer metzilin. We had before the issue of if it's written in a different language, do you save it or not? We had two opinions. Well, over here it's written in Lashon HaKadosh, but it's written in something other than the Yo. So I could see that this is different than there in both directions. Tiboy Lamandamar Matsilin. Tibor number eight matzilin. More addresses the second one first. Tibor number eight matzilin. Hani mila hechad eksibi, but targum b'choloshin. The one says over there, you don't save it. Rapuna, your father, he says it's because it's written in targum. That's because it's a different loshin. Amahachad eksibi b'loshin akardish matzilin. Over here, it's written in loshin akardish, so it's the proper language. Or Dilma, maybe the opposite. Filma Dilma Matzilin, even the one that says, like, in a different language, you save it. Hani Mila Hekad Xivi, but the Yo, the Mikayim. Abahacha, Kim, and the Mikayim, Loi. Now, Lomikayim over here is going to be difficult because we had before that these things were considered Xiv on Shabbos because they're permanent. So Rashi addresses that, which says it doesn't last like the Yo. It's Miskayim, it's not Miskayim as much as the Yo. Ksiva on Shabbos. Now, Tosis grapples with this conversation over here, the top Tosis. Now, if you're allowed to learn from them, Luchara, everybody said you would save them. So this Shaila only makes sense if there's something you're not allowed to learn from them. So it says So Tosis says, well, we're going to bring another piece, which seems to be mashma, that you can learn from them. But the understanding of this Gemara right now is that the Sefer had to be written with all the lachas. The part of the lacha of Ksiva is it had to be written in a way which is the proper right way of writing it. So in regards to that issue which we had on Haman Aleph in the din of Tarash Balpeh, you can't say Balpeh, so Rapar said it had to be written with all the halachas of Ksiva. Now, you know, that would fit with what the issue over here is. Because he said if you don't meet all of the criteria of Ksiva, so it'll have, you're going to be over the halach of Dover Shabbat Ksav, but you can't say Balpeh. Okay, so that was his question. Amalei said back, so Rabbi Huna said, "Ein matzilin." For the Markasha, so Reish Gedusa asked him, "Rav Hamuna Tani matzilin." He brought a brisa that says that you're matzil. Amalei itanya tanya. Okay, if it's a brisa, it's a brisa. Okay, you know, can't argue. You know. Then he asked, "My tanya, what was this brisa that you're referring to?" Omeravashi Kidatanya, it's referring to the following Bryce. Following Mishnah, anyway. Ain Ben Swarim Megillah, no, it's a Bryce. Swarim versus Megillah's Esther. Elisha Swarim, the Tubim Becholosha. Megillah should take Suba Ashuris, Elisafer Ubidiyah. Okay, so. And so, if you're telling me that apparently other Swarim, you can write Basama Basikra. Well, if you can write Basama Basikra, so obviously it means if you're allowed to write it, so then obviously you're allowed to save it. So the flow of the Gemara is funny. I mean, the Reish Galusha was assuming that you can't read from it. That was his question. Which means obviously you're not supposed to be writing it. And he says, well, what about the Bryce over there says that you're allowed to write it, which means you're allowed to read it. Like, it's a funny conversation. So that's such this problem. He says, this Bryce is not referring to the lacha of Ein Bein in regards to the lacha, but that you're allowed to write it. It's regards the lacha of saving it. This Bryce is specifically discussing the lacha of Hatzalah. Ein Bein Sorm Megillah Shasorm in regards to the lacha of Hatzalah. That swarm, whatever language are written in, you save them. And Megillah, you only save it if it's written b'ksuba al sefer ubediyo. There's no halacha about solus Megillah unless it's written with the proper halachas of a Megillah. So it doesn't have any askaras of Hashem. It's a different level of kedusha. There was no halacha about sola if it wasn't written properly. Whereas other swarm, even though you're not supposed to write them like that, but you do save them if they're written b'salma b'sikra. That's how Tosfos understands this second brisa. Says otherwise, it doesn't make any sense because A, the flow of the word doesn't make any sense, and B, that's not true. Swarm need the yod, just like Megillah needs the yod. This is what the price is. And Tosafot brings other Gemaras, which clearly say that you need sefer, which sefer means klaf, about, you know, halacha klaf, where it means, it sounds like it's saying you don't need klaf by other Swarim. That's not true. You do need klaf by other Swarim, and you do need the yod by other Swarim. That's the second Tosafot, the third Tosafot, Megillah. Tosafot says at the end, you're going to have to hear this price is referring to the halacha b'tzalah. That's exceptional that, according to Tosis, that you may not write any of them, it's something other than Klaf and Deyo, but if you do, you still save them. And Megillas Esther, if you did, you wouldn't save it.
And in part, that's because there's no Askarat Hashem on the Megillas Esther.
Right.
I'm trying to remember.
There's clear references back to Hashem. I'm not sure if it says it has the Shem Hashem there. That I don't remember. But, Ketzi Rashi. Hayiksubim Targum Iksubim Targum Tanach was written in these other. Types of ink. The same argument which we had before regards to different, if it's written in a different language, what about of a different ink? The more since maybe over here it's worse than before, because Dolomikayim, Amiskayim, Kedio, it doesn't last like the yod. So he said, Back, Hamuna, Tanya, Matsilin, Rahuna says, you do, Brother Bryson says, you're Matsil, my Tanya, Hecha Tanya, where does it say that? So other swarm you could write. The Rashi learned that they're saying actually a lot of write b'sama b'sikra. Pasha will not have a lock of a sefer, right? But you're allowed to write it as such. Whereas Megillah had to be written just for that purpose of being able to read it, which required the yod, as the Rashi learns. Boy Minei, Rav Huna Bar Chaluv, that was his father's name. Maybe Rav Nachman. Say with her, she'ain boy lalakit shmarnim v'chomish oisiyos. So we'll see as the more flows, you know, continues, that there's idea of the minimum shear of. We had this before. Earlier in the Masechta, about the 85 letters, the parsha by Hibin Sa'or, which has the two nuns by it, which we'll see later on. So in some ways, it stands as its own status of one of the chumashim of its own chumash, not a chumash, but its own parsha of Torah, its own section of Torah. That's what the two nuns do. That has 85 letters. So the smallest freestanding sefer, like, you know, like Rashi, the more brings that around, that there was really seven swarim. There's Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, the first part of Bamidbar, Vayibin Sa'ar, and the last part of Bamidbar, and Devor. So Bamidbar is divided into not one, but three. So its own section of Torah, its own, you know, the division of Torah, has 85 letters, so the minimum size of Kedusha, which will give it status of Sefer Torah, is 85 Oisius. So you have a situation where you have a Sefer Torah, which you're not able to put together, that there's 85 letters in the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah was, in some cases, there was a Sefer Torah which wore, where it was erased, Chas HaShalom, or wore out, and there's nothing left, but so you can see a letter here, a letter there, a letter there. So there's not, you can't even pull together 85 letters from the whole sefer left. It's very worn out. So he wants to know, Kegoyin, which is the mount of a parashas of Vayibin Tzahara. Metzilin Asam Mitnei Adleiko. Hey, Metzilin, do you save it? Do you save it or not? So he said, Amalei, so Reb Nachman said back to Reb Huna Bar Cholub, Metiboy Lecha, parashas of Vayibin Tzahara and Gufa, you know, it's Meir thinks it's missing 85 letters. So ask me a different question. If the parsha of Vayibin Tzahara was written by itself, that's all you had written so far. And Hechad the Chaser if there wasn't all of the letters there, there was missing, it's 85 letters. So it was missing one of those letters. So is it a Lach of Etzol? So he said back, Hechad the Chaser parsha of Vayibin Tzahara and Loikimi Boyli. If that's all you had written, and that was missing a letter in there. I have no question about that. Why? The key in the Isbe Haskar is because it says Hashem's name there. Even though it doesn't have the full parsha, it doesn't have the 85 letters of the parsha, but you wrote Hashem's name properly as part of the Sefer Torah, like you're supposed to. So over there, I have no question that you're matzah. It doesn't have Hashem's name, and you don't have 85 letters. That's my shot. My.
Why would they say that it
was a Sefer Torah?
A scrap.
No, but it was a Sefer Torah.
It was.
And it wore out. Amalei ein matzilin. So he says the answer is you don't save it from a delay on Shabbos. Esve, so the Morse says, one second, that doesn't sound right. Bryce, Targum should cost a mikra. Bryce says he wrote, took Targum, and you turned it around to write it mikra. Mikra should cost a Targum, or you decided to write a pasuk of the Torah in Targum. Miksav Ivris, or you wrote it in the Miksav Ivris as opposed to Asheris. Matzilim and Neadaleka, all these cases that you're matzah. Obviously, Targum Sheba Ezra, Sheba Daniel, you wrote the section of Ezra and Daniel, Uba Sheba Torah, or you wrote the section of the Targum of the Torah, you wrote it as the Targum like you're supposed to, so then obviously you saved it. The Torah says, Targum Sheba Torah, my Neil, where does it use the word, the language of Targum in the Torah? That you're saying if it wrote it properly as it's supposed to. What's that? That's the pasuk of Yigar Sa'adusa. So that's written in Aramaic as it's supposed to be. That's what Lavan called it. Yaakov called it Galed. And so Lavan called it Yigar Sa'adusa. So all you have written over there is Yigar Sa'adusa. And it says you save it. Because Targum B'Torah is written like it's supposed to. You save it. It's not Hashem's name. It doesn't have 85 letters. And so the Brisa says, Beferish, that your matzil, even these two words of the Torah, which are written all by themselves, that's all you have, and it was words of Targum. It's written properly. So then you say it. Somebody says, no, Kitanya hi lahashlim. It's referring to that you had, so you had 79 letters. You had 76 letters, and you had the 9 letters of the word Yigar Sa'adusa. So it's a Targum word, but it's written the Torah as it's supposed to, written Targum. So does that count? Does the rest it counts? So Yigar Sa'adusa will count to add up to your 85, the 3 letters of Yigar and the 6 letters of Sa'adusa. I think it's actually, I've written Chasr in the Chumash, I forgot. The 5 or 6 letters of Sa'adusa will count to hit your 85. So the more accepts the Pesach that Rav Nachman gave. So now more is another question. Hani Shmoidim V'Chomesh Osius. So we said these 85 letters which thereby create the halacha, you save the Sefer. M'chunosis or M'fuzoris. Do they have to be together in words? They're all together in this next gather together, or can they be spread out, a letter here, a letter there, etc.? Again, Rav Huna says mechunosis, and if they're not mechunosis, you don't save it. So Rav Huna is, and Rav Chisda says you save even so. So they're being consistent that Rav Chisda's more matzil allows more atzala than Rav Huna. Meisve, Sefer Tarshabolim, Yeshbos Lachet Shemanim Mechamish Osius, Gargan Parshat Vahib in Sarvan, Matzilin, Vimlavein Matzilin. So Lashon of Lelakate sounds like you gather here, a little bit there. So that means they're Mefuzaris. And it says you save. So it's Yufta the Rav Huna. It's a Kasha and Rav Huna. So take a Rav Chisda, leave it the Rav Huna. So Rav Chisda answers for Rav Huna, that Rav Huna would answer this Braisa by saying, B'tevis. You need that the letter should be formed words, but you don't need the words to be next to each other. You don't need, if your 85 Osius ends up being, 37 words, those 37 words don't have to be next to each other to give you your 85 letters. See Rashi. Rav Chisda himself holds it does not have to be words.
It does not have to be words, right?
And letters scattered throughout the Torah, there's 85 of them, you save the Sefer Torah. Rav Huna says no, that letters scattered out does not save the Sefer. It has to be words. But the words don't have to be next to each other. I don't need to have, X amount of words consecutive to each other, which therefore you save. That's Rav Huna. Rav Chisda says even letters is enough. So Rashi Barcholu Shem Adam. Hey Osius, Zel Shir LeSefer Torah Shenimchak Ebola Lios Oymen BeKedushasay. So the minimum Shir that still has a full din of a Sefer Torah, which even though it's been erased or been worn out, is that it still has 85 letters. Ken Parsha VeHibin Sarad Shehu Sefer LeLatzmi Till the Kamon. The Parsha of the Hebrew Torah has its own status of one of the seven books of Moses. Yesh b'peh Osius and has 85 letters. The Lachet Shem Yisheres Kan Teva Mokam Acher Teva has a word here, a word there. Do you save it or not? Ma'ol Latzilan. So he wants to know, do you save it? Tiboy Luchos. Reb Nachman asked him Parsha's. The parsha of Hebrew Sarah and Gufa in that parsha itself. Shenitva Levad. It was all written by, it's just written by itself. Bechasar Oisachas. Oh, he said, it's missing a letter. It only has 84 letters. Ma'alatilin, do you save it? He says, that has no Shaila because it has Hashem's name. Okay. No, he says, my question was, in case where Shem B'Kedel Lakid, you don't have 85 letters, but it's a Likud Atzma Lekha Skaras, and there's no names of Hashem in those 85 remaining letters. Bryce is a Targum Shabbatara, Yigarsa Adusa, that's an example where you the Torah uses, where you find in the Chumash using Aramaic. Mishanavim Kagan, Kitano Tamron Lohim, this is how you should say to them. So now, this fellow Kibbalaga said, he should say mikra. That he decided he's going to translate it and write it in Lashon HaKodesh. Inami hatargum shebe Ezra kosve mikra, or inami. So the next case is, and the cases of ksuvim would be the there's whole sections of Ezra which are written in Aramaic. So if you it says Gedolus Hain Ve'en Adarma L'Ksav Ashuris. It's a different alphabet. Alpha Pishen Ksuvim B'Loshan HaKadosh. It's written in Loshan HaKadosh. It's written in this other alphabet. Shekasav Ahoisius Mushunus. You wrote in a different alphabet than usual. You wrote the parts of the Torah like you're supposed to, that you save. So, but in the Chumash, what you're saving is two words. It's not 85 oisius. Morse says no, lahashpa. It has 85 oisius throughout the Sefer. With Hargim Zuma Shlimoi, and this, the 85 counts the words Yigar Sadusa, which is the Aramaic. So, Zatabraisa Matsil, Mitzdar from Matsil and Mishrila, you say. Using the language of you can gather them means they're not next to each other. So if Chissa answered for Ravuna, the tables. The mashem of Fuzar is that they're spread out. Not a letter here, a letter there. There's a word here and a word there. But the words were not next to each other. Up to Pehayosi is up to the 85 letters. Palginin, where do we argue, is Ba'osius Mufu HaMufuzaris. So if this is, I argue in a Huna case where the letters are spread out, not where the words are spread out. Even if Huna agrees with the words are spread out, that you say. Tan Rabbanan. Vahibin Tzara'arun V'yam HaMashek. Parshazu Osulay HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simonius M'lamala L'mata. Before and afterwards it made a simon. There's this Nun Hafucha. So the Tanakhama of the Brisa says, the point is telling me that it doesn't belong here. It wasn't specifically talking about the process of the Aron leaving at that point in time. And it was put there to act as an interruption. Rabbi Armer Lomin Hashem Huzeh. The reason why I got the Simonios is not for not for that reason. That's not the reason. It's its own sefer. The Mor says, "Keman ozlo hodam Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Omer Rav Yonason." Pasuk of Mishlei Chotzva Amudel Shiva. The Rishon hewed out the pillars, the seven pillars. Elu Shiva Sifrei Torah. It says it referred to the seven swarm of the Sefer Torah. Keman is Kerebi. The Rebbe said, it's its own sefer, so there are seven swarim, it's the seven books of Moses, according to the Rebbe. Okay. Mantan the Poligalei the Rebbe, who is the Tana, you know, in other words, once you're putting Rebbe is the, that's his sheet, who is the Tanakhama? Can we put a name on the Tanakhama? The Mor says it's Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, who? It's his Rebbe's father, Shimon Gamliel. Where do you see that? Tanya, we have a different brisa which says Roshim Mil's name beferish Roshim Mil Omer Asida Parsha Zushati Alter Mikan Mitikasi Vim Kaim. It's going to be removed from here and put back where it belongs. You see, he's going with like the opinion of the Tanakama, or he is the Tanakama, which says that it's not in its proper place. Well, Loma Kosakan. So this brisa says so. Continue says, okay, it's not in the right place. So why in the world is it here? To separate between the two Puranas. What were the two Puranas? Puranas Rishona is Puranas Shniya Vahi Om Kmisanonim. Puranas Rishona Vahi Yisumi Har Hashem. Vomer Mechama Brachinino Sorum Meachri Hashem. They left too quickly. Where does it actually belong? Omer Ravashi with the Golem. It belongs in the Parsha, when the Golem, when they traveled, that's where it should have said that the Oren, when it moved, this is what Moshe said, etc. That's where, and eventually it's going to be, according to Rishim and Gamliel, it's going to be put back in its proper place. Okay.